This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. In addition to fiscal cliff issues this spring and congressional elections in the fall, what's on the political horizon for 2018?
There's about to be a governor's race, and so candidates are going to have to announce, start campaigning this year, raising money this year.
Political reporters Greg Hilburn of Gannett, Melinda DeLotte with AP, and Jeremy Alford of LawPolitics.com recently ran down the list of potential candidates.
There's a lot.
The highest profile, I guess, right now is Senator Kennedy, and of course, has the money and the power to run.
But also you hear a lot of chatter about the possibility of Steve Scalise.
Ralph Abraham has said that he's interested.
Garrett Graves is another name you hear. We've also heard rumors about Stephen Wagenspach from Law B.
State Senator Sharon Hewitt is interested.
Look at her Twitter feed. She is everywhere but in her district.
She is the most active candidate for governor right now.
Don't forget Jeff Landry.
I can't imagine that Senator Kennedy and General Landry would both enter that race.
It seems as though a lot of folks in the Republican Party are trying to wait to see what John Kennedy is going to decide to do. He seems to be the big question mark.
But what about the incumbent, John Bel Edwards?
Now, obviously, he's a Democrat in a red state, but never discount the incumbency power of a governor. I mean, he's raised millions of dollars already, so he's ahead of anybody else.
I think he is at least an even money shot to win.
In 2015, they called him a long shot. Some people saying now that he's a no shot. I think as governor, though, he's a big shot, so I give him a shot.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.